This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We are very, very lucky that on important law enforcement matters, we're able to chat with this man. Jimmy Galliano has been with us for years. His decades of work with the FBI, he's just a spectacular guest. Jimmy, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jimmy, normally I read the FBI resume. I want you this time, give people just a synopsis of your work with the FBI as we delve into this topic right here, because I think you can lay it out better than me, and I normally do it, but go ahead, tell people what the FBI has been to your life and your time with it.
Well, first of all, Chad, good to join you. I'm always uncomfortable when people do the readout on me. But no, I spent 25 years in the FBI. Was lucky, blessed, and privileged. Most of my career was in the New York City office, working violent street gangs and organized crime and white collar matters. A little bit of everything. Spent time running the New York City's FBI office SWAT team. Spent time on the FBI's hostage rescue team down at Quantico, Virginia, and spent time overseas in Afghanistan, attached to JSOC units and helping out from an FBI perspective, and also in Mexico City as a legal attaché. So very lucky and privileged, but it gives me a kind of a broad-based background, but also the thing that I must not have been good at any one thing, because I did so many things. So it was probably because, there were better people to do the jobs after me. But anyhow,
thank you for what you did, too. Yeah, a lot of experience to jump into this. When we all knew that Donald Trump won, and he won decisively, it was not close, he was going to pick people he believed in. When you now know that Kash Patel is the head of the FBI and Dan Bongiorno is the number two person, as someone who just laid out all your levels of experience in the FBI, what is your reaction to those two at the top?
Sure. So let me describe the way that people view the FBI, and it includes people like me that are retired FBI agents or former FBI agents, and I talk to a lot of them on a daily basis, as well as talking to the folks that are current on boards. And here it is. The two extremes, and we always have extremes, right? They're the folks that want to continue to whistle past the graveyard and go, there's nothing wrong with the FBI. This is just Trump and the MAGA cult. Don't believe any of the hype. On the other end, you have the equal but opposite extreme that says the FBI must be destroyed. It is a testament to the deep state. Blow it up. Don't leave anything even remotely recognizable. The vast majority of us in the FBI currently or outside the FBI, and smart people that weren't in the FBI but are looking at this with a sense of measure and a sense of balance, are between the 20-yard lines. And we look at this and say, there must be reforms. Now, I know you're leading me up to, hey, Jimmy, what do you think about the fact that he appoints as the number one, Kash Patel, somebody that's written a book and said some exceedingly hyperbolic things, and then followed by the appointment of Dan Bongino? Well, let's look at the appointment of Kash Patel. First of all, the deputy director, Bongino's position, is not subject to Senate confirmation. Patel's was. He is the ninth FBI director Senate confirmed in the 117-year history of the FBI. The four FBI directors that I worked under, okay, I worked under almost half of all the FBI directors in the Bureau's 117-year history. Director Sessions was confirmed unanimously by the Senate. Director Free was confirmed unanimously by the Senate. I believe Director Mueller was either 98-2 or 98-1. I believe Director Comey was 98-2, and I believe Director Ray was 95-3. Kash Patel was confirmed strictly along, obviously, party line vote, with the exception of Murkowski and Susan Collins, who are reliable swing votes. He was confirmed 51-49. Look, he's a flamethrower. He suggested he's not going to be that. He's going to be measured and smart in how he conducts a reform, but it's going to be a wait and see from me. I'm agnostic until I can see what he does and if he holds truth to the promises that he made during the confirmation hearing.
Yeah, listen, I know a speck as much as you know about this. I just look at two individuals, and it's not even as much the flame throwing. It's just the lack. Neither has worked for the FBI. And I read these accounts, and I've listened to you for years about how important it is to be willing to have the hard look. So if they want to come in and make changes, I'm not against making changes. I want them to be surgical and not with the bludgeon. But when the number two guy forever, and when I've read these stories, has always had plenty of experience and runs the day-to-day operations, and Bongino has none of that experience, and then Kash Patel, while he does have some DOJ experience, I don't want to dismiss that, right? That is just a fact. But he hasn't headed the FBI. Just having the two with no experience, I don't know how that doesn't give us some pause.
Yeah, it's very well said. I ascribe to the make the reforms with a scalpel and not with a cudgel. Now, to talk about bona fides and to talk about backgrounds, and you're right, Patel was a public defender. He worked on, you know, we have an adversarial court system. He worked on the side of public defense. He was also a prosecutor in the DOJ. He was also in some fairly senior high positions in the Department of Defense as the chief of staff, as well as in the Department of National Intelligence for the director of national intelligence in the first Trump term. What concerns me is your point. The number two should always be a brick agent. That's the parlance we use for somebody that's worn out shoe leather, knocking on doors and conducting investigations. To see it be somebody from outside of the agency is exceedingly unsettling. And that's not to speak to some of the crazy, you know, overly hyperbolic. They're not hyperbolic. They're bordering on lunatic comments that he's made. Now, I'll say this about Mr. Bongino, Chad, to be fair. He served in the NYPD in the 7-5 precinct. That's Brownsville, Brooklyn. I've worked there as an FBI agent. That is a tough post. He was also in the United States Secret Service for, I believe, 13 years. I'm not sure how high he rose in the ranks. But your point is, again, well taken. He has no idea about the day-to-day operational mission of the FBI. He's never worked counterterrorism. He's never worked counterintelligence. You know, he might have worked violent street gangs and things like that in the NYPD, and that's fair. But the FBI conducts complex investigations related to things that you need somebody in the number two position that's got that oversight, that operational oversight and expertise. And unfortunately, I don't think that happened.
Jimmy, if I just squeeze in a 2-minute break, can you hang for just a little bit longer?
For you, my friend, it's been too long since we've talked. I absolutely will.
I appreciate it. Jimmy Galliano, 25 years of FBI experience. You hear his insight. You know, he's given us facts. He's given us background. He's telling the truth. He's not here just to besmirch people right away. He's laying out what is going on. and answer my questions on the concerns I have with Patel and Bongino. I want to give one of the quotes from Bongino and see what Jimmy has to say about this, because if Jimmy believes there should be a surgical approach to making some changes with the FBI, to me, I hear him loud and clear. What should those be? Back with Jimmy Galliano on the FBI in moments on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue our conversation with Jimmy Galliano. 25 years of FBI experience. We're talking about Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. Number one and number two in running the FBI. Here's one of the quotes from Bongino when, okay, he has a Fox News show. He is paid, and he's both of these individuals are intelligent. I'm not questioning that in any way. And he is paid to be provocative. He's paid to be compelling. He's paid to be interesting and to get a reaction. This is part of what he said when the FBI had searched the former, now present, president's Mar-a-Lago home. The FBI is lost. It's broken. It's way past time to clean this FBI house up. They have burned every last shred of faith and trust freedom-loving Americans had in it. How difficult is it then, Jimmy, to be the number two guy when you said that such a short time ago about the organization you are now going to run on a daily basis?
Chad, you picked one of the more benign quotes of his. I thought you were going to go with the full on some of the really, really. And again, yeah. In fairness, and your point is well taken. He was a radio talk show host. He's got a podcast now. He had a Fox News Channel show. However, that's going to be hard. It's similar to what Director Patel. That's who he is now. Director Patel. Yeah. Said in his book where he had an enemies list there. And one of the things he said, and I know it was a flippant kind of, glib comment, but on a podcast, he said that the FBI seventh floor, which is where the director, the deputy director, and all the assistant directors sit, they basically run the bureau. It's a centralized top-down organization. He said that on the first day that he's in that position, if he was ever there, he would turn the seventh floor into a museum to the deep state. Well, now he's there, and it's like being a politician, except you can't be a politician. You know, you make promises, and you can't make good on them. So, yeah, it's going to take some time for the two of them to build that trust and confidence up in the 38,000 employee ranks and the 12,000 FBI special agent ranks. It's not going to be easy to do.
Are we as safe today as we were under Christopher Wray's leadership?
Absolutely, undeniably, undoubtedly, yes. Nothing is going to change. The programs are the same. The BRIC agents, the intelligence analysts, the professional support personnel, the FBI agents, they're all still doing their jobs. And look, the FBI's mission, you know, adjusts slightly here and there over time, but they're still going after the People's Republic of China for stealing military and state secrets and intellectual property. They're still going after Al-Qaeda and terrorists that are trying to harm us here and abroad. They're still going after mafia and gangbangers and pedophiles and white-collar criminals. So that will not change. I have heard through channels, and I think I can say this isn't top-secret information because it's been spoken about publicly, that the director's plan is to relocate somewhere upwards of 1,000 personnel from FBI headquarters back to the field. Now, that happened also under Director Louis Free, who was the FBI's fifth director and came on board, I believe it was in 1993, and he did the same thing. He did a house clearing. He sent some of the folks that were sitting behind desks as FBI supervisors back to the field. We have 55 field divisions across the nation, and we're in some 63 different embassies across the globe. So he'll find homes for them out there doing work as opposed to managing cases. You're going to ask me, Jimmy, what needs to be done on day one?
Yes.
We've got to get away from the big mistake that was made during Crossfire Hurricane, where you had the centralization of command in the Bureau operating cases, you know, the Peter Strucks and the Lisa Pages. I'm sure those names are familiar to your listeners. Oh, yeah. Operating cases out of FBI headquarters. Cases need to be led and managed out in the field. And I think that's something I've heard Director Patel talk about. And I know that a lot of former agents and retired agents like me have been advocating it's got to be done on day one.
All right. Let me finish with this, because during the Biden administration, there were many Trump supporters who agreed when the president said, the current president, that he was targeted, that it was a vendetta out to get him. The Biden administration would say the president's not involved. We defer either to the states, to the counties, to the cities, and to Merrick Garland. I want your thoughts on that. And also, now, for the Biden supporters who believe Joe Biden, but are now saying they're worried that the actual targeting is going to take place, what do you say to all of us about the remarkable differing views that are offered up by these groups about what they think happened or didn't happen, but just the opposite views on the key role that the Department of Justice in law enforcement is playing or did play during the Biden administration?
Well, you know, I think I'm trying to remember. I think it's Hanlon's razor. You know, there's Occam's razor, which suggests that you always take, no matter what the solutions are, you always take the simplest one, and that's what happened. Hanlon's razor applies here. And I believe, and I'm going to paraphrase this off the top of my head, never chalk up to nefarious intent that which can be related to stupidity and incompetence. And I believe that, yes, there are certain things that people have a right to be upset about. Crossfire Hurricane never should have happened. And the reason why is there was not enough probable cause there to open up a full FBI investigation, no matter how many Russian, urination tapes we believe we had, or the flimsy dossier. Never should have happened. It should have been stopped. And the leadership at that time under James Comey and Andy McCabe did not make that happen. Having said that, there were also some bad people that have done some things. There was a DOJ attorney by the name of Kevin Kleinsmith, who basically was charged and criminally convicted of lying on a FISA application, you know, suggesting that somebody was not a source when they were, and which was a major thing to keep that Title III, that FISA going, so that, you know, people could eavesdrop on a presidential campaign. And yes, it goes the other way too. What we don't want here is for people to go, okay, it's all about vindictiveness, and it's all about getting back at the tribe that you're not a part of. The FBI has to remain apolitical. And that's my only fear with putting two people at the top, where the number one position is always a presidential appointment. He's got to act apolitical. But the number two is supposed to be someone that says to the emperor, guess what? Those aren't invisible threads. You're naked. You can't do this. You got to stay between the white lines here. That's why I hope, and I know hope is not a plan, Chad, I hope that they surround themselves with smart people, smart agents, smart professional support employees, and they do the right thing. Get the FBI back on track. It pains me that the favorability ratings for the FBI are south of 50% in poll after poll after poll. The agency does great work, but 1 or 2% of, you know, bad apples or mistakes, and some of these are self-inflicted wounds, they ruin the perception of our American public. And Chad, now more than ever, with the threat matrix that's out there, we need the FBI.
100%. I mean, I'll just one last thing. Again, I don't doubt the intellect of the two individuals, and I don't doubt that there will be incredibly smart people around them. But Jimmy, I see no proof at all from the last 3, 4, or 5 years that either individual is going to stand up to Donald Trump. I mean, why should any, if they're objective, let's just put it this way. If they just detest Trump, then they're going to believe everything bad. But if someone is objective and they want to believe that the FBI has to be objective and they have to believe it comes from the top, why should they believe Patel and Bongino will stand up to Donald Trump?
So here's my nuanced needle threading, and still I'm going to make declarative statements here. I was one of 51 retired FBI agents that signed onto a letter that went to Senator Grassley, went up on the Hill, and a portion of it was read during Cash Patel's confirmation hearing, saying that I supported him for the number one spot. I believe the FBI needs a course correction, and that political appointment, that position, I believe that he would be the right man for the job. I also argued that the number two position should not be somebody from the outside and should not be one of the president's loyalists. This tells me, as the old investigator in me, Chad, this tells me that the president, you know, is not the FBI director's boss. The FBI director, yes, works in the executive branch. Yes, he's appointed by the president, but he works for the American people. And it tells me, and I have no inside information on this, let me state that up front, that this was not Mr. Patel's pick. This was the president's pick.
Yes.
And that right there says a lot, because your number two is the most important pick you can make as a director, is a deputy director. That gives me pause.
You are tremendous to us. Thank you so much. You're so good at this. I know you're busy. You're a mayor. You got so much going on. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll reach out not too far down the line.
Chad, we'll talk again. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Jimmy Galliano, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.